B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
With regard to Kemba getting back into it, you know, as far as, I think worrying is a strong word. I think there's a lot more to worry about in the world right now. And so when he gets back, we'll get him as acclimated as we can. I don't think, you know, it'll be as fluid in our first scrimmage or whatever the case may be as maybe it will be 3 weeks from now. But there's time to do that. He practiced the first 50 minutes of today's practice. So he's done a lot more the last few days.
You know, Brad Stevens could tell you that he's not worried about Kemba Walker's knee. I would tell Brad Stevens and the Celtics, you should be worried about Kemba Walker's knee. Of course you should be worried. How are you not worried by now?
Well, I mean, because worry is, as Brad Stevens just said, something that is all relative. There's so much going on in the world right now, Beetle. How are you going to worry about that?
In the world right now, and so...
Of course. How could you worry about anything then?
Very Tim Thomas-esque. Yeah. Let in a couple of softies there last night, Tim. Yeah, but China, you know, you want to worry about
something. I hate
that.
I don't want to focus in on that, Hardy, because you know where this goes. Fine, Brad, let's shut down the season. Go home.
I think worrying is a strong word. I think there's a lot more to worry about in the world right now.
No kidding. Obviously, we got a lot more to worry about than this radio show right now. Yeah, you know what? Shut it down. Let's go home. No sense in doing it. And there are some that would argue there is no sense in doing this. But if you're going to do it and you're going to come back and you're going to play, we're going to talk about it. And when it comes to Kemba Walker, he had 4 months off, which is longer than a normal offseason. And he's still hurt. And I think there's an easy second guess here about how this was handled in the very beginning. And this is not even really hindsight because we were critical of it at the time. But he played in that All-Star game. He exceeded his minutes allotment in that All-Star game because it came down to the wire. Well, that's important. That's great. And when he played in those four games that he also played in after that, the four games that he played in March before the shutdown, right? He played one, then he missed one, then he played three games before the shutdown happened. He was not himself. Do we all remember that? We all remember he was not himself.
Nope.
He played poorly. Then the shutdown happens, and I get it. Probably doesn't have the same access to rehab that most players would have under normal circumstances. But he did get to rest his knee for 4 months, and it's still not right. Which would have me worried, not only for the here and now, for the Boston Celtics in this abbreviated end of regular season into the playoffs, whatever we're going to call this, for the reboot, the restart. He's in the first year of his deal. Are we not at all concerned about the future of him as a player? And this is a knee that was drained. It was injected with Synvisc. I mean, he's had procedures already, not surgery, but procedures to try and alleviate this issue in season, 4 month break, comes back, not right. And we're not supposed to be worried about it because of COVID? What? No. No, we're going to worry about this. We're going to worry about his knee right now. We're going to worry about the future of Kemba Walker's knee for the remainder of his Celtics contract. I think that's fair. I think it's fair to worry. Because we know how knees can go in athletes. They can become chronic problems for players. Chronic issues. I don't like the sound of this.
No, I don't like the sound of it either. And I understand that a lot of it has to do with not being able to, you know, rehab it the way you normally would under, you know, other circumstances. But look, is it worrisome for this restart? Is it worrisome in the short term? I worry about it more long term. That's, you know, I'm not worried about it today. I'm not even worried about it for Orlando and the finishing up of this season. But for Kemba Walker on the Celtics going forward for the whatever the 2020-2021 season looks like and beyond, that's what makes me worry about it. And I think it'd be silly not to. Look, there's some real concern there. This has been going on for a long time. And just the rest alone should have done something for it, even if you weren't able to properly rehab it. But, you know, he's not worried.
Can the Celtics get to the NBA Finals? And I'm using that because I know a lot of Celtics fans are using that. They believe the Celtics can come out of the East. Can they do it without Kemba Walker fully healthy? Can they do it without him playing night in, night out? Is that a possibility for this team?
No.
No. So it's fair game to worry about it right now, too.
If you care about this season. And I
get that. I know what you're saying because I'm with you. The longer term is obviously more important.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is. Maybe because I think the Bruins have a better chance. I don't put as much stock in the finish of this NBA season as I do in the NHL. And I put zero stock in Major League Baseball. 60-game season. Glad they're playing. I'll be watching the games. Whoever wins the World Series title. So
why? What? I don't understand why there's more stock in the NHL than the NBA. They're both doing...
essentially the same thing.
The same thing, pretty much, right?
Yep. Because the Bruins have a better chance. I don't know. There's just something about the NBA restart that doesn't feel as real as the NHL. I can't wrap my head around it. I don't know why. McCone?
I think they're pretty much the same with the NHL and the NBA. But I'm terrified about this Kemba Walker situation.
I think they're the same. Terrified. You're terrified.
He had 4 months off, and he's in the first year of his deal.
You should remind everyone, though, that you were against Kemba Walker coming to Boston in the first place. You were against this.
I was.
So you're rooting for the take a little bit, is what you're doing.
Well,
rooting to be able to say, I was right. I told you they shouldn't have signed this guy.
Shocker, an undersized point guard gets hurt, and suddenly he's not going to be the same player anymore. That never happens in the NBA.
There it is, McCone. Let it all out. So you're terrified.
I don't think having 4 months off and coming back and now getting babied through practices to start training camp is a good sign in terms of what's going to happen this year for Kemba Walker. No. And to your point, if he's not healthy, you have no shot at getting to the finals.
I would agree. They don't. They don't have a shot. They need this guy. So I'd be worried. I'd be worried. If I were the Celtics, I'd be worried. The Celtics, notoriously, they underplay the injuries. They always do.
Part of it is
underplay.
I guess if they do manage to get into the finals, I don't think they have a chance. I don't think they have a chance with a fully healthy Kemba Walker. I don't. I think.
A chance at what?
At winning.
At getting out of the East?
I said even if they get out of the East.
I don't believe they do either, but getting to the NBA Finals would be great.
If you get waxed 4-0.
So what?
Oh. We all know what it means in the NBA to be close and to get there and then to have your brains bashed out in a final series.
So what? You don't think there's value in that?
Not as much as in other sports because you can solidify yourself. Well, if it's one of the teams out west that establishes itself as the next new powerhouse, whether it's you know, one of the LA teams or whoever it is, then you know that's what you're up against for the next 3 years. And it's hard to get excited.
Could be true, but I'd be a lot more excited about them actually winning a game 7 of an Eastern Conference Finals instead of just pretending they won game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals as Jaylen Brown and maybe some of his Celtics teammates have been known to do. So I would say, why don't you actually win that game and we'll celebrate that? That would be great. I think that'd be making, and I think the East has probably gotten better. So it is better. So that would be a great accomplishment.
Who the hell knows this year with what's going on? They could win it.
There's that too. You could go with the Jim Louth.
No, they can't.
Super uber positivity there.
But you're playing the Lakers. They have no Avery Bradley because he opted out, and Rajon Rondo's broke his hand or whatever the hell happened to his hand.
You're worried about Bradley and Rondo? That's what you're worried about out west?
Well, I think it impacts their team in a pretty significant way. I mean, no, it's not LeBron.
Alex Caruso instead every game.
What's that?
Yeah, exactly. No, Alex Caruso is the guy who's going to go in for Rondo and Bradley now.
No, but you're right. You don't know. You have no idea how this is going to look, how it's going to play, what injuries could come into play, what cases of coronavirus could come into play. Who knows?
No, I don't feel that way about the NBA. That's why. I feel the NHL is wide open. You don't know what's going to happen. You know who the best teams were in March.
Well, it's always more wide open. It's always more wide open in the NHL.
Right.
You have lower seeds that can win in that league.
Can a lower seed win just because they've been off for 4 months? Can a lower seed go in there and win the whole thing now in the NBA? Pick the lowest seed in there right
now.
Can
that be the reason why in the NHL?
No.
Or is it because the playing field is a little more level?
In the NBA, can a low seed go and win the championship this year?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But the Celtics are not, you know, a 7 or 8 seed here. So
seeding for the entire league, where do they seed?
They'd be 5th, I think, right?
Do you really expect a team outside of the top 4 teams in the NBA to win it ever, regardless of the circumstances?
No.
Okay.
No, you don't.
There it is.
No, expectation? No, I'm not expecting them to win.
But
I'm not even expecting them to get to the NBA Finals. But I am very much,
with a healthy Kemba Walker, do you expect them to get to the NBA Finals?
No.
Okay, then what are you worried about?
But I think they have like a...
Brad Stevens.
Let me give
I'm
you
not
something.
All that worried. Right, he's not even talking about coronavirus with all that's going on in the world, and he's talking about, do you see those teams out west?
Let's pick this up on the other side.
You expect me to worry about Kemba Walker? You see what the Lakers are doing?
All right, you know what then? Quit right now. Quit. Brad, Celtics, Marcus Smart, everyone. Jaylen Brown, Tatum, that's it. Quit. Come home. There are bigger things to worry about.
Well, they're playing beach volleyball every day at Disney, so they're having a fun time.
We got to talk about this place, too. The bubble down there. Dwight Howard got ratted out for not wearing a mask.
Did he? Or did he rat himself out? He's posting pictures of himself without mask. I don't even know if anybody had to rat him out. All they did was hold up their phone and say, hey, Dwight, what are you doing?
All right, we'll get to that coming up as well. Don't go anywhere. 617-779-0985. Are you concerned? Are you worried about Kemba Walker's knee? Your thoughts on the Celtics and their expectations as the NBA's bubble gets rolling. It's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. He got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I hear something saying. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Yeah. That's the sound of the men
putting in the flooring chair. At the Sports Hub.
Oh, that was so good. Oh, good job. T-Bone, not you. Credit to T-Bone.
Are those guys on a lunch?
They got a lot of work done.
I mean, they ripped up the whole floor out there. I mean, a lot of square footage has been removed here in the couple of hours we've been here, Hardy.
They're still here.
They're still working.
I'm glad they're replacing the carpet because literally it was so loud at one point in here, I thought something came through the door and I dropped my coffee on the floor.
Good thing they're getting a new carpet in there for you, Jim, right?
It felt like something came through the door. It was that loud.
Do you think it was a person
it
or
rattled
like a,
Jim? It rattled
equipment. Do you think there was a masher? You think it was someone coming in to get you?
Tom thought it broke the window, and that's where the coffee spilled. It was loud.
It's going to look great when it's done, though.
That's good.
The banging. Wait, when they install the new stuff, there's going to be a whole hell of a lot more banging, I assume.
I don't know. Is it one of those floating floors?
It's planks that they have to tap in, right? Don't they sort of interlock and they tap them in?
Oh, I'm sure. There's
I don't know if it'll be that loud.
There's going to be some rapping and tapping out there.
Rapping and tapping. Yep, we'll see what happens. 617-779-0985. Beach volleyball? Is that what's going on down there in the bubble?
I saw Marcus Smart playing against Cantor and Taco Fall in one of the videos, yeah.
Do they have masks on?
No.
So, what's the problem then? First of all, this is supposed to be a bubble, right?
Yeah.
All the players have received testing multiple times now. So the fact that Dwight Howard didn't have a mask on, why was that upsetting to anyone? Well, someone's got to explain that to me.
Well, that's what Dwight Howard said.
Like, what? What the hell, guys? I thought we were in a bubble. Why do I, if we're all tested and we are having routine testing here and this is a bubble and I'm going to go out on the basketball court with you and do a lot of heavy breathing, why is it that I need to be concerned about my mask when I'm walking around the complex? I don't get it.
I don't get it either. And Dwight Howard said something essentially to that effect, like, what's the big deal? You know, we're all safe. We're all being tested. So, you know, but you're going to jump all over me for not wearing a mask? That's the whole point of us coming down here and going through all this stuff so we don't have to be worried about it all the time. I don't know. I don't even think someone ratted him out, although people have been using the snitch line.
Snitch line.
This, which was, you know, silent the first couple of days. Someone sitting there on the, you know, what, sitting in a phone. You know, they got a separate office set up. Pot of coffee going, legal pads. Monitors, phone's not ringing. They're just sitting there doing crossword puzzles, and all of a sudden that phone started ringing. I'd bet every dime I have it wasn't players ratting out other players. As much as we like to think there could be some shenanigans going on with guys ratting out players to try and create a competitive advantage, it's probably coaches, staff, somebody seeing something they thought was worthy of a call to the snitch line.
What's the pool situation at these resorts that they're at? Have we seen any photos of that? I mean, we see all these great aerial shots of these resorts, which they are. They're a resort within the resort.
Sure.
Like, is there, what do we get? We have like a luau night? What do we get going on there at the pool, you know? Right? Hawaiian shirt day.
Well, they like, had the big.
What do we have?
Remember, they said they were having the DJ dance
party. Yeah, DJ dance party.
So they had that the first one of the first ones that they had, and Dwight Howard did an Instagram live, and he walked out there, and it was the only one there, Dwight Howard.
So it was not well attended.
Well, would you go?
Sure. I mean, no different than any of like the media parties that the NFL, you know, puts on every year.
McCone would go,
right?
McCone would bring one of his short sleeve, light blue dress shirts. Like, oh, let me change all the
just think
sleeve.
Of the media party at the Super Bowl every year. Like, look at this sausage fest. Like, what do we got going on here? You know, like, that's what it is. It's the same thing. Hardy, we've been to that party before. We've been there.
Not every year.
No, not every year. It's we don't attend every year. Some years. Atlanta, we went. Oh, no, Minnesota.
Minnesota we went because there's nothing else to do.
We went to Atlanta, too. We went to the aquarium.
But that was an aquarium. You got the big whale sharks.
Right, and who did we hang out with? 10 other dudes.
Oh.
What's the ratio at this party? It's 10 to 1?
It's 10 to 0.
It's 10. I was going to say 10. It's so not 10 to 1.
100 to 1.
We're calling like the Patriots locker room on a daily basis.
Okay.
Take out like half the women.
Oh, right. You're being generous.
Yeah.
Or just leave one woman in that group of the Patriots locker room every day.
It's not a great party. It's not. Because we're all trying to, you know, get some strange, you know, us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get us away from the wives for a few days. And that's the first thing we're thinking. I'm going to hook up.
I mean, what would you do? Would you rather sit in the hotel room or go outside to the, you know, Hawaiian shirt night? Get outside, live a little bit.
Yeah,
or do you want to sit there on your, what's that game they all play? What's Tatum into?
Cribbage?
No, what's the video game that Tatum plays? I saw him send out a picture of his little like setup in his room.
Virtual golf?
No, not virtual golf.
Fortnite?
Fortnite? It's got to be Fortnite.
I don't know.
Whatever it is.
That's you just said it. That's probably what they would rather do.
Weird. 617-779-0985. Derek's in the truck. Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Good. I just want to talk about the Celtics and how they get such bad luck when it comes to free agent acquiring through point guards. I feel the Isaiah Thomas trade was great for us. We got the best out of him, but towards the end, it got real terrible with the hip injury. same with Kyrie and the surgery on the face and the knee injuries. And now we got Kemba, who was like supposed to replace Kyrie, and he can't even stay healthy for half the freaking year. It's kind of frustrating that we got to deal with this every time we get a point guard who's elite.
It really is. It's three guys in a row. If Isaiah Thomas had stayed, he's dealing with a hip. He gets traded. They bring in Kyrie. Kyrie's got the knee and the wire that was stuck in the knee from the previous surgery.
The head.
In which way do you mean that?
Last year. I'm saying everything he brought to the table off the court. Yeah.
He was a little crazy. And now Kemba with this. It's a problem. Continues to be a problem. Kurt, they're cursed at guard. They're cursed. Chris in Hartford. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Beetle. Welcome back, man.
Thanks.
Hey, Hardy. Morning, kid. How you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, you know, we talk about Kemba Walker, huge part of the team. But you guys are making it sound like, and I called last week, and Hardy knows this, I'm a huge fan of Jason Tatum dribbling the basketball. Kind of like a Scottie Pippen when he used to run the offense. And now you're going to give more space to Brown, able to take his guy off the dribble? How is this a negative? How is this a negative? I really want to hear your guys' opinion about it, because you're really downplaying the absolute dribbling ability of a Jason Tatum.
That's
Hardy,
true.
You know what I'm talking about.
Chris, that's
this
true.
This is
Wait.
Wide open now. Now we don't have Bledsoe. Milwaukee doesn't have Bledsoe. How in the world don't you think the Celtics are a favorite to get to the finals right now? I want to listen. Have a great day, guys.
Okay, well, here's what I would say, though, to that. Okay, and I understand what you're talking about. But if you then don't have Kemba Walker, you are down a scoring option. Right?
Yes.
Couldn't you still have Kemba Walker on the floor as a legitimate scoring threat without him dribbling the basketball?
Absolutely. 100%.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's so you the point could be legitimate. And you could say, you know what? I actually like him when Tatum is the one dribbling the basketball. Fine.
Absolutely.
Fine.
For ball movement. Okay.
So who are you now banking on? Gordon Hayward? Who's the guy that now is in the mix that you look at and say, that guy can score 20 points a night throughout the playoff run? Who is it? Who's the guy? If Kemba's not playing or can't play real minutes or is on again, off again, inconsistent, who is it?
No, you're just limiting your options. That's all it is. It's for certain aspects of the game and how it looks and how it could flow, great. But this is not, you take Kemba Walker off the court, it is not addition by subtraction.
Nope.
No.
Not going to convince
me
plus, of that one.
Isn't Hayward going to have to leave at some point for the birth of his child?
Yes, he is. That is going to happen.
They are 10-3, by the way, without Kemba Walker this year.
How many kids is he?
It's good.
Is this going to be the fourth?
I think
remember
so.
Remember the Gordon Hayward video where there were two little girls there when he found it was going to be
another girl?
Daddy's always happy.
Yeah.
So did that baby's already been here.
I think so.
So this is number four?
Eastern Conference semifinals, I think, is when it's...
This is their fourth kid.
Oh, man. Beto, you ready for a fourth?
Nope.
Are you always happy?
Always. So he's had three girls to this point. Do they know what they're having in September?
I don't know.
They're trying for that boy. That's what they're doing. That's what that is, Hardy.
What would you find out with the first three and then not find out with the fourth? If you're in the habit of finding out, they found out. They know.
Did they find? We don't know that they found out. What is it?
It's going to be a son.
Oh,
they're going to have a boy in September.
Oh.
Then it's
Mazel tov.
Game over.
No.
We got time for one more?
No. No, you don't have time.
No, you don't have time. Get off your gaming console. Now. Get off of that. Please, right now. 617-779-0985.
All right, guys. I got to go.
Your calls on the Celtics. Your calls on Kemba's knee. Dwight Howard getting ratted out for not wearing a mask. Those are all things that are on the table. Also, I saw a very interesting story about the Patriots and their tickets that I want to hit on quickly. We can all do right, that good. Coming up as well. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Reading from ProFootballTalk.com, even in a pandemic, supply and demand still applies. With the Patriots announcing that they'll have 20% capacity at this year's home games, if permitted to do so by local and state authorities, available tickets on the open market have plummeted. And the prices for those tickets has skyrocketed. From NBC Sports Boston, the inventory of available Patriots tickets on the secondary market is now down by more than 97%. The average price of those tickets has increased by nearly $170 from an average price of $424 a ticket to now $591 per ticket to see the Patriots in Gillette Stadium this coming season. Again, if fans are allowed in, that's what the current average ticket price is, $591. Mike Florio writes, Massachusetts has managed the pandemic well, which presumably will make more people inclined to attend games at Gillette Stadium than in venues in areas of the country where the virus rages unchecked. $591 per seat. And so I've got a question. Is this just simple supply and demand? People want to see the Patriots, want to go to a game, and this year it costs more? Or is there some sort of element of the, I want to go to this game and say that I went to a game in a pandemic. I want to be able to talk about this 10 years from now, 20 years from now, and say, yeah, we went to a game. Here are the pictures. We were there. It was crazy. It was strange. And this was football during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020 and 2021.
Got to see Cam Newton.
Is that part of it?
All that stuff. Just the rarity of it.
I wonder. I think it's probably more so the, oh, we got to go. We got to be able to say we went and did this.
I thought about this from the Masters aspect of it. Like somebody said early on, like, oh, you know, can't normally get Masters tickets, but maybe we'll be able to get them now because it's in November. And I thought, it's the opposite. You're going to be able to go to the one Masters that took place in November this year. I mean, that's something different. That's something unique, hopefully. We'll never have to go through this again. So supply, of course, has dwindled. It's going to automatically raise the ticket price. But the demand is going to be, it's a different type of demand. There's some people who are just going to be out on it, but I think there are going to be more people who are thinking along those lines, like, this is special. This is going to be a rare treat, something you'll be able to tell everybody.
Unique
about.
Opportunity
yeah,
in 2019.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's part of it.
Do you want to be there when the Patriots open the season under the strangest conditions the franchise has ever played under? Well, then you better buy a ticket for $590. Four tickets at $600 a pop. $2,400 for four tickets.
Could be Jared Stidham.
But you're not paying for parking.
Oh, that's right. You're right, Jim. Bring as many cars as you like.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll drive separately just for the hell of it. The parking is free. That's right, Jim. You're not paying for parking.
Traffic won't be as bad. Some advantages.
Route one, be smooth sailing.
Oh, they won't even have to put the cones up.
That extra lane in the opposite direction?
Nope.
Not needed. Not needed. It's going to look more like a Revs game this week. So we're good.
No,
$591. Damn.
Would you feel compelled?
No.
To
The answer is no.
Take the Rona out of it, right?
Yeah.
Just ignore, like, you know, the virus aspect of it. Would you feel compelled? See, this is where it gets weird. Like, and I'm sure people are thinking this way. Like, you're going to attend a game with, at best, what was the
14,000.
Yeah, 14,000 people there.
I've been to games with very few people.
Yeah.
Football games at Gillette. It's called UMass. They played there for a number of seasons. Attendance was sparse, to say the least. I've seen it, Hardy. It's not as amazing as you think it would be. To be like, I'm only one of like a few thousand fans at this game. Cool. Nope. It's not that cool. It'd be much better with 68,000. Much better. For some reason, though, I do feel like it would be cool to go to Fenway with no one else there and an actual Major League Baseball game being played. I don't know why. But for the other three sports, I don't know. No. It's not ideal. And I don't feel compelled.
It always seems like you can hear more at a baseball game than you can at any other sport.
Maybe, yeah.
So it would feel a lot more intimate, I think. With basketball, No, I'm with you. I think baseball would have the one be the one sport where it'd be appealing to be one of the few people there.
Matt's in Boston. He had a thought on Kemba Walker. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
So when will this first started? Kind of right after the All-Star game. I was listening to the show. I think it was a Saturday or Sunday. And a doctor called in, and he said, you know, I'm listening to the treatments and the process and the symptoms and everything that's going on with Kemba. He believes that he needs a knee replacement, and he said he...
Wait, who said this?
Just a doctor calling in, a listener.
Okay.
So I know there's not much credibility as far as whether he's a doctor or not, but now after 4 months of what seems to be nothing getting better for Kemba, I mean... I would be worried. It seems like this actually might be a scenario where he probably needs a knee replacement.
Well, I will take the word of somebody who called in and said they were a doctor who has not examined the patient. And if he says he needs a knee replacement, that's good enough for me.
I'll tell you, I'm going to do what Brad Stevens does. Got bigger things to worry about. Kemba needs a knee replacement? COVID-19.
All facts point to the fact that he does. A guy called a radio station and said he was a doctor, has not examined him, says he needs a knee replacement.
Connect the dots. Yeah, come on. It's right
so
there.
So we will take that as fact. Can't worry about it.
We got bigger things to worry about. And that is also a fact. There are bigger things to worry about.
I mean... We talk about injuries all the time. Has anyone ever gotten a knee replacement who is an active athlete and then
I don't think so.
Continued with their sport?
No, but people who have them say they're great. I mean, they're good as new. New steel.
But those are people who also say it's
the new Tommy John.
Those are generally the age of people getting knee replacements. They're also talking about how great it was that Matlock was on for 4 hours in a row on a Tuesday morning. You know, they're watching Murder, She Wrote. And having very soft foods. Kemba Walker needs a new knee?
You know that Angela Lansbury is still alive?
Oh, yeah. She's still got her fastball, too.
Does she?
Oh, yeah.
94 years old.
Yep.
Still ticking.
Angie, I call her. Angie Lansbury.
617-779-0985. Patriots tickets. That's something we just discussed at $591 on the secondary market. That's in the mix, as is Kemba Walker's knee that's in need of a replacement, according to some listener who called the station at some point and claimed to be a doctor.
And we should, yeah, and we should probably lay all the facts out accordingly. We didn't actually know this. Some guy called us who said he heard another guy call someone else. That guy said that he was a doctor. And he says he needs a knee. So again, McCone, connect the dots.
Let's go to break now. Let's do that.
Yeah, there's some banging going on outside. I'm going to go check on that.
They're laying the planks down now.
All right, we'll go check on that. We'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Wake up, lip readers. Jacob in Dorchester, are you an expert lip reader?
It's the show whose name is on everyone's lips.
Mike.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Well, you might need the lip reading because you don't listen.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Is the telephone number. We get some calls on both the current ticketing situation with the Patriots. There are far fewer tickets. And apparently a lot of people that want to go to a game because the prices are going through the roof. Mike is in the car. What's up, Mike?
Beal, you are an absolute genius, dude. I'm driving to work and I'm like, you just hit the nail on the head. Like, the pandemic, I think, definitely has to do with the prices. Can you imagine Facebook Live, people with their Patriot masks on, Instagram, like, I'm at the Patriots game, woohoo! Dude, it's going to be absolutely insane, and you're definitely correct. So give yourself a raise. I'll hang up. Enjoy the rest of the day.
I'll do that, Mike. I'm right on that. It is, Mike, it's about exclusivity, right? Look at me. Right. Everyone's living their life through Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. Look at me. I'm in the exclusive club of people that is able to get into Gillette Stadium for a Patriots game. And, oh, look, Cam Newton's out on the field. I'm here to see Cam. And I'm here at a Pats game when so few people are able to get to a game this year. I'm special. Look at me. I'm at the game and you're not. Look at my photos. Can't wait until it's a memory. And I do this date in social media history next year and the year after that, and I share it as a memory. Throwback Thursday. Yay. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And people are going to want that. And then there are just the football fans who do it and maybe have a streak going of they go to a Patriots game every year, or season ticket holders that have been to every game since who knows when. And they're like, well, I got to make sure I keep the streak alive. There are people that want to keep the streaks alive.
You get your cardboard cutout, does that count?
No.
Like at Fenway?
No. No. By the way, great job by Rich Certainly paying the donation to get Wallach's face on the Green Monster at Fenway Park.
How much was it?
$500. Yes. As soon as I saw that yesterday or the day before, I said this would be a great show gimmick for someone on the station. And here it is. Done. Love it. Can't wait for that.
Why can't they just use the Wallach head?
Right? Like, here, you can borrow it. We have it right here in the studio right now. I don't know if you can get that on the simulcast, but it's here. It's always here. Love that. It's a lot of fun. But no, there is that element to it that's driving these prices through the roof.
And I got to tell you, Beetle, whether it's the social media sharing or any of the other virtual stuff that's going on right now, I am so done with it. I cannot stand to watch another virtual, Skyped in, Zoomed anything. And now it's pissing me off on shows I don't even watch. You know what popped on last night? One of the kids was watching whatever one they do now, America's Got Talent. The one
yes, with Simon.
Simon.
Not a bad show. Not terrible.
Okay.
Good summertime show when there's nothing else on.
All right. Maybe that's why they turned it on last night. And it's Simon sitting in his... It looked like a Cam Newton outfit. Like this very colorful pajama-looking type of suit.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, and he's on his Skype, and Howie's on his, and they're watching someone else Skype in a dog training thing. I'm like... This is trash. This is garbage. This
show
is
me reruns.
This is not right.
Show me
this
reruns.
Is not worthy of my eyes.
It's not a show. I mean, I
it's
don't know
not a show. We're all doing what we could do, and we all did it to a certain extent. You don't have to do this. They don't have to do that.
No, I mean, is that a show that people watch religiously? Like I never miss it. Maybe
I'm sure.
But if you showed me an episode from 3 years ago, I'd have no idea that it was from
just
3 years ago.
Stop it!
And I might watch it for 5 minutes.
You couldn't figure out a way to have a couple of people in a studio somewhere.
Let's talk about that for a second, though.
Okay.
Simon.
Yeah.
Loved him on American Idol.
Okay.
He was awesome.
Okay.
But in a sign of maybe just where the world is going, we try to be nicer now.
Yeah.
Like, it's not cool to be mean anymore. I get it. It's a good thing in general, right?
That's bad news for us.
It's bad. It's terrible news for us. It really is. And Simon, I feel, has been neutered a little bit just in general.
So you watch these programs.
Oh, American Idol. I've watched many episodes of American Idol.
I haven't watched
a lot less in the recent years, but when it first started, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, so did I. But I mean,
Simon
I haven't watched
a bulldog, and he would shred people on there. I see America's Got Talent now. When I saw he was on it, I'm like, oh, I want to see this. Simon is going to... He doesn't do it anymore. It's like not his thing. That was his calling card. Now he doesn't do it because it's not cool to be mean anymore. Like, it was cool then. It was... You suck. You've got no future in this. Quit now. You're like, yeah. Now, forget it. It's not cool anymore.
There was a thing. The one that I saw last night was this little girl, adorable little girl. Oh, a little imp. She was, I don't know, 6, 7 years old. It was a dog training thing, and she had trained the dogs to jump through the hoops and do all this stuff. And my immediate reaction was, she didn't train those damn dogs. The stage mom is, you know, over there running as they're Skyping in from their home. Looked like a Florida type of thing going on there. That's just the house and the setup. You could tell that's a Florida house. And they get done after when they're like, she did such an amazing
COVID
job.
COVID all over the place.
She didn't train the damn dogs.
Could see it seeping through the walls.
She's just, the kid was trained just like the dogs. They're all trained. Who are we applauding for here? And they were so overflowing with their praise. Of the little girl dog trainer. I stop it with your nonsense. But no, you're right, Beetle. They all loved it. They all loved it.
They all loved it. It's all happy things. It's all actually talented people. Like, no, show me the occasional terrible person.
Yeah.
That's not fun anymore.
No.
That person has dreams.
Yeah.
Like, oh, stop with your dreams. The dream's not going to take you anywhere. You're not any good.
Were you hearing any of the hammering through the...
I was.
You were?
Those guys are doing a hell of a job out there, though.
Laying that floor
is going down fast.
It's going to be damn thing will be done by the time we get off the air at 2 o'clock. The way they're moving, and they do not care. I'd have a laser level. I'd be scared to death. I'd have rulers and yardsticks out there. They're just slapping it down. They know I'm straight.
I'll tell
no
you this:
problem.
You and I were out there with a watchful eye.
Oh yeah,
during the last break, making sure that things are up to the proper standards. And Hardy may have had a moment of some sort of self-realization.
Yeah, I did. I am going to make the perfect old man watching others work. Check in with me in about 20 years, McCone, and I will be the guy standing outside the new construction, you know, going on the next street over as I'm out walking, you know, walking whatever dog I have at that point. I stand there. Ah, what do you got there? One of them new crimpers, huh? No, go ahead. Like, now, come on over here for a second. I have a question for you. I'll be that guy. Can't do it myself. Watch somebody else do it. I think we should hear the song coming back again, too.
We can do that.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. Artie's going to be out there. Huh. Nice skid steer you got there. You sure you really need it for this job? Some crap like that. Who is the old guy across the street?
Yeah, special Blade, for cutting that Hardy plank? What do you got?
What did you ask these guys about the product we're putting down?
So what, are you using a thin set? What do you got there? No, just glue.
No, the type of wood. What do you got there?
Oh, yeah, Brazilian warm wood? Brazilian warm wood. Like, no, it's plastic, jackass. I'm like, oh, all right. Is that like a bamboo then? Like
All right, we've got headlines. They only take a minute. We're right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.